Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
My question was the moment you said, I'm in trouble. And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble, bitches. I was riding my motorcycle to Pullman from Spokane to try to make the night game for the Cougs. I was going a bit fast as usual. There was a lot of cars going way too slow. When we reached a hill that opened up in a passing lane, I gunned it in order to pass a line of slowpokes. Once I reached the ridge, I passed a car in the oncoming lane that looked like a cop, and my rearview mirror confirmed it with the red and blue lights. Looking at my speedometer, I was slowing from just above 110 miles an hour. Knowing that he was coming for me, I just pulled over. It must have taken the guy a while to turn around because I was sitting there long enough to take my helmet off and question if he was coming to get me or not. Cops showed up and grilled me about speeding, but was grateful that I pulled over and waited instead of running. So he gave me a reduced ticket, made it to the game to watch Cougs as well. Keep on rocking, guys. That's from B-Dub. All the guys in high school, me and three of my buddies were doing some drinking, thought it'd be a good idea to steal a golf cart from a retirement community that one of us worked for. We took that thing four-wheeling through the woods and thoroughly destroyed it. Fast forward a couple days, I'm sitting in math class when I get called to the office. When I walked into the office, the secretary asked me to take a seat. I knew I was in trouble when the cop walked in, handcuffed me, and walked me out of my school. My three other buddies were in the cop car already waiting. On our way to jail, we made up a rap to the beat of the Beastie Boys' Paul Revere, detailing what we did. No surprise, our rap was in the police report as a confession. Thanks for the laughs every day, guys. That from Josh. As we move on to some of the birthday emails we got for you today, guys, my daughter Chloe is having a birthday. We bought her a puppy named Raven. And would appreciate a big caca and Mickey and Goofy talking about puppies. Longtime listener who has appreciated the fun in the commutes there. So thank you guys for everything. And happy birthday once again to the lovely Chloe.
Well, guys, here in the happiest place on earth, we put puppies to work. Maybe you've seen some of them in 101 Dalmatians.
Now, the goal of the film is to keep the evil lady away from the puppies. We want those puppies to be good and not a jacket.
Well, I told you not to hire her.
You know, he was a puppy once.
I sure was.
And he likes the Ravens.
Sure do. Not always easy, but I do.
Hello, guys. I want to wish my daughter Hannah a happy 23rd birthday. She is a corpsman in the Navy and is currently on her very first underway. I want her to know how proud I am of the woman that she has become.
You want to tell her.
Can the dirty Germans talk about that? What they would do on their very first underway with all those great Navy men and women. That from Hannah's dad, retired Navy, and Sarah, the sun-dried tomato.
Yeah, it's quite simple. I like to do anything that involves so many seamen.
Yeah, so no, this is a loaded question, I think, for this guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the dirty Germans? What's the use things we would do with a lot of, you know, early 20s attractive people?
Not your daughter, of course.
So,
of course.
No.
No. I mean, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, with her too.
Somebody's about to find out the bad part of the quarter deck.
Guys, in here in Orange County, California, wishing my boyfriend Matt a happy 36th birthday. How about your penis is too small? You like that? And the dirty Germans. Thanks, guys.
My penis is too small.
My
Yeah, your penis is too small for all about you like that, yes.
See, I feel so bad for them downstairs in Orange County. So I don't know what they're going to do all day. They go to the beach, sit at an outdoor bar, just be good looking because it's Orange County.
Bitches, today's my 38th, and since I know that no one else is writing on my behalf, here we go. Can I please get the dirty, dirty Germans telling me how this is definitely the most important birthday ever? Thanks, bitches. You are the best at from Erica.
Yeah, Erica, after a night with me, it'll be your most important ever because I will do things to you that just might be your last.
Yeah, and Erica, let's be honest, this is not the most important birthday. In 2 years, you'll be 40.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, long as the truth.
Yeah, 38 is just one of those kind of blah years.
Yeah, it's important to you.
I just want to send a birthday shout out to my girlfriend Katie. She is a hairdresser who works hard every day while I'm furloughed playing games and working on cars. She is the best. I want to have the dirty Germans really just go to town on her, telling her what hairdressers should do on their birthday. Thanks, bitches. And LARP on that from Ian.
Yeah, tonight we'll perfect your skills for dressing my hair that is in my pants.
Yeah, and maybe for a change we put the cape on you to make sure you don't get too dirty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Keep your eyes closed.
Yeah, also, this is Katie. Could you send me some oil for my clippers? Apparently, you have to oil these things.
Yeah,
nobody told this German.
You guys, I want to wish my old buddy Scotty P a happy 40-something birthday. He's a health-conscious young man these days, so let's give him a fish sandwich. And the dirty Germans talking about what they would like to do to his skinny body. Thanks, guys. That from Randy.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, after I place the xylophone on your rib cage. Even though you're trying to eat healthy now, you will be eating a lot of meat.
Yeah, I guess the main thing is I'll just get some ointment for all the bruises I'm going to have after I play around with this tiny little body.
Yeah,
I'll
get you. Watch your elbows.
Yeah, you're skinny little.
Hello, guys. Long-time listener here. It is my grandfather's 75th birthday, and I want to wish him a happy birthday with some advice from Coach Ted about how to spend his golden years in a big old bong rip. Thanks, guys. That from Chris.
That's a good birthday there. Now listen, your grandson, he wants to know what you should do for your golden years. Well, the joke's on your grandson. You spend every dime you made, sir. All right, listen, you've earned it. Let's have some fun. Maybe you've never been to Disney World. Go to Disney World. Maybe you've never been to Orange County. Go to Orange County. Do whatever you want. You've earned it. Also, don't forget to go for a walk. Stay active.
That's very good. Nice. All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BJ. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Ryan Castle joining us from his basement studio dungeon. What are you doing?
I'm a little nervous about Sit and Spin today.
We're a little nervous.
Oh, you'll be fine.
With this crew, you always want to know what you're getting yourself into. And at this moment, I have no idea what's going on.
Well, we do.
We thought it'd be important to not tell you.
Okay, well,
cool. Yeah, there's a reason they called it a pop quiz in school. You didn't know the quiz was coming. See, typically on Sit and Spin,
I didn't show up for the ones I knew were going to happen.
Typically on Sit and Spin, Ryan Castle, you bring us the music, and then, you know, whatever the topic is, you know, we have those songs. We flipped the script a little bit today. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to play you a tune, okay? And they're all from bands that you know and love.
Sure.
Now, the idea is that if the one and only Vince Neil, who you know very well, he's the lead singer of Motley Crue.
I am aware.
So if Vince were to rename these bands, he would give them a different name.
Right. That's
so
it.
All you need to do, Ryan, is try to figure out, based on the artist, what Vince more than likely would name the band. So
I need to channel my inner Vince Neil these bands is what you're
There's
saying.
There's a lot of inner Vince Neil.
Let's be honest. It would be an outer Vince Neil.
We'll give you a...
All right.
We'll give you a... You can have a couple of guesses here.
Am I getting the right vibe?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a couple of guesses here. But okay. These are 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Is there a right answer?
There is a right answer.
Okay. We consulted right. Vince personally to come up with the exact names.
If you're close,
and he's like, I just said that.
Yeah. If they're close, we'll give it to you. But if not, as long as you're in the ballpark, it'll be okay. So again, okay. Here are 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil on Sit and Spin.
Number 10.
Oh, this one's easy.
Okay.
Boston Market.
Oh! Wow!
Well,
That's a great guess.
We had Boston cream pie.
Okay.
But we're gonna accept Boston Market and give you that as a win. Okay?
We will run that all by right. Vince and see so, if he changes so it from are, Boston cream pie you to are, Boston
you are,
Market.
You are one for one on 10 bands.
Off to a green
by Vince Neil.
Number 9.
Corn on the Cob.
Oh, no.
We're going to give you that one.
Hot, buttered, deep fried corn on the cob.
We had cornbread, but I think we can all agree, yeah. The judges, that corn on the cob
corn on the
is
cob
acceptable
works.
For 10 bands renamed right. by Vince Neil. We move on.
Eight, number eight.
Hello. It's me.
If you get this one, I will be very impressed.
After all these years, you'd like to me to go over.
I don't know.
Who's the artist?
This is Adele.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And where will we go? New York City to get a really good sandwich.
Oh, Adele.
That is correct. That's right. That is correct. You are now 3 for 3. You've gotten Boston Market, Corn on the Cob, and a deli. These are all considered correct yes. answers as we bring you 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Seven, is he in town?
Seven.
No.
M&M's.
Yes. M&M's.
All you got to do is add an S, and now Vince is like, I like this guy.
We had to give you a couple gimmies on here, just so you understand. Okay? So far, you're 4 for 4 with M&M's, a deli, Corn on the Cob, and Boston Market. We have made it to number 6 in the 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Six, number 6.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself.
Frank and Beans Sinatra.
Not bad, so close.
Yeah, we're not going to give you that one. I'm sorry.
Frank Furter Sinatra.
Ah, so close. It's actually ballpark Frank Sinatra. So that's going to be a miss. But don't worry,
you're doing well.
You're doing really well on the 10 bands.
I prefer Frank and Bean Sinatra.
You don't like ballpark Frank Sinatra?
I mean,
okay.
It's
debatable. These are 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
The notorious B.I.G. Mac.
Yeah! Yeah! The notorious Big Mac is correct. Yes! 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 Great work!
I was actually listening to Biggie earlier today.
Attaboy. Today on Sit and Spin, and so far Castle is killing it. 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Number 4.
Do you know the artist?
Wait, is this Bananarama?
No, that's too obvious.
This is Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson, yeah.
Oh, this is Deborah Gibson.
Debbie Gibson, that's right. Named by Vince Neil.
Little Debbie Gibson is correct. Yeah.
Little Debbie Gibson.
Gibson.
Yes. So far, you've only gotten one wrong. This is amazing.
She was in Playboy, and you could see her moon pie.
Unbelievable. Little Debbie Gibson, the notorious Big Mac. Ballpark Frank, M&M's, Adele, Cornbread, and Boston Market. We have made it to number 3 on 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil.
Number 3.
Do you know the artist?
Yeah, this is Portugal the Man.
Correct. Yes.
You guys may have stumped me here.
What's a pretty common spread on a sandwich?
Portugal the mayo?
Portugal the mayonnaise!
Yeah, Portugal the mayonnaise!
Portugal the mayonnaise!
Yes. Portugal the mayonnaise!
Yes.
Portugal the mayonnaise!
That's right.
Yeah. Mayonnaise.
That's right. Portugal the mayonnaise. You're killing it, though.
You're doing great, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Did I win anything?
We're going to find out.
Pride.
You get a ticket to go see Mr. Vince Neil play at your local casino next
These
time
are
that happens.
10 bands renamed by Vince Neil on Sid's Fenway Minutes, number two.
Number two.
Oh, that's got to be a Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, no, that is correct. Hershey's Kiss with Rock and Roll All Night.
All Night, that's right.
Castle, you have killed it today.
Adele was the only stump.
Yeah, you have nailed them all. We might have to do this again next week because we have more songs.
We only have about 80 more.
What's up, man? I'm sorry. So far, you've only gotten one wrong. This is amazing. Right. 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil. We have missed number one.
Number one.
He's a little more health conscious.
Oh,
this time.
I already got it. This is Motley Croutons.
Yeah! Yeah!
Unbelievable! 9 out of 10.
I believe this is their song, Grills, Grills, Grills.
Yeah. Yes, Grills, Grills, Grills.
We also had Shout of the Devil Cake. Miles suggested Shout Out the Devils on Horseback.
Dr. Feel Good and Plenty.
Lovely work there. There you go. Ryan Castle, right. Everybody in Sin Spin.
Well, you are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Couple comments coming in? Yeah, people appreciated Vince Neil's vision.
Okay,
this is an hour list. This is what Vince Neil
would have named
these other bands. Someone says they voted for Frank and Beans over the ballpark Frank Sinatra. Portugal the Ham. Portugal the Manwich. Missed that one.
Okay.
And do it again next week. Someone else says I named instead of Adele for Adele, they have Adele Monte. Vanilla ice cream.
Hey, look.
Tom Petty melts.
We might have to do this again for you next week. But we've got live day going on, so we're probably going to do
it. Oh, right. Yeah.
We will do a couple more of these before we get to the
because
end of the year.
Vince left us a very large list.
That's a fact, yes.
It's all Vince.
Because maybe you need one tonight. Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. That's a fact. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, and then a few men in Alberta saved two teenage girls that fell through the ice by tying their turbans together to make a rope to pull them out.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah, man. Kicking it off early.
Yeah.
A rare albino turtle has been found in Nepal.
An albino turtle?
He almost looks orange.
Oh, you've seen this turtle, Ted?
I have, because University of Maryland football tweeted it out. And it's like, you know he's a Terps fan. I was like, you're damn right he is.
Big? Is he big? Or is he a little tiny turtle?
There wasn't anything next to him.
So you can't tell?
Okay. I couldn't tell. Yeah, I assumed it was like a smaller box turtle.
But like, is the shell all clear too, or just...
No. I'm surprised they're calling it albino. He looks gold or yellow.
Okay. Mm. We don't want to call him the golden turtle, you know?
I mean, I do. He raised high the black and gold.
Okay.
It's part of the fight song.
Damn it, Ted, you're making me look at this thing. Hang on a second.
Nobody else saw it?
No.
No. Just the first I'm hearing about the albino turtle in Nepal.
We're not on the turtle Twitter.
Turtle Twitter's been hot the last couple days.
Apparently so.
Hey, you never know what you're going to find in there. I'll find it.
I'll have to work on that one later there. Bed Bath & Beyond is cutting back on their 20% off coupons.
Yay!
That they've been known for forever.
What, the same
trees? Just assume that if you go in there, that's the deal.
It's right. All the...
That's
at
all.
That point, it's not a sale when you do it all the time. I love the prices.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, it's fine. I'll go... And Bed Bath & Beyond is also one of those places, if you go in, when you go to check out, they'll say, oh, do you have one of our coupons? You say no. And then they grab one and scan it for you anyway.
Right.
Like, it just happens.
Exactly.
And look,
so can
I
we
appreciate
cut the,
that.
Can we cut the racket where we're going to... What are you thinking, Miles? Seeing that turtle?
He looks like a lemon.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He looks like a lemon.
He does.
Have you not seen him yet, Mike?
I'm seeing him in the reflection over here.
All right.
That's creepy looking.
Yeah, he's a lemon turtle.
That's weird.
Looks like something you'd eat.
Looks like a mango cake.
You don't eat turtles.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know that's a turtle. I would think it's a Halloween tree, man.
It's a hard, fast roll.
Anyway, back to Bed Bath & Beyond. Can we stop the racket of overpricing everything unless we join your special club? I went out grocery shopping earlier this week.
Hang on now. Bed Bath & Beyond sends you the coupon. You don't have to join their club.
Yeah, I know. But still, like you said, they're going to scan the coupon anyway. They're going to make those savings for you. But still, I went grocery shopping, and I saved $12 on not that much groceries. It's like, why are we... Wait, just give me for what the real price is. Why are we overpricing everything unless I'm a part of your club?
Because I want you to join the club.
Well, I guess.
I don't think it's about the club. I mean, there's always been sales at grocery stores.
Sure.
You just get more if you're in the club, and they get to track what you're buying.
Well, exactly. Mike, I put my phone number in today at Walgreens, and I got like $8 off.
Right.
Yeah. So just that alone was worth, you know,
I got money off at 7-Eleven. Just give them
You do have 7-Eleven points, don't you?
I do.
There's 7-Eleven points?
I had no idea.
You get them from the pizza.
Swear to God.
I've never heard of 7-Eleven points.
I did not know they
existed.
What do your 7-Eleven points get you?
I don't know, but like, the guy, because there's going to be a day where, you know what, we'll do it for a meat and potatoes. One. Like, look, I got this many points. Mm-hmm. This is what you can get from 7-Eleven. But I don't know. The guy just said, hey, if you put your phone number in the thing here, you get a discount. I'm like, I'm buying two slices of pizza for about $2.50. But like, okay.
Alrighty then.
Those points add up.
A man that escaped police on a high-speed chase was found asleep in a McDonald's. Because he's great at his job.
Wonder how he got in there.
Right?
How do you fall asleep?
High speed chase is one thing, but then, you know, breaking into a restaurant, that's a completely different crime.
Right. Unless he didn't break in, unless he just went in for a delicious coffee and then just fell asleep in the chair.
Check in the back door while it was still open and found a place to take a nap and nobody noticed him?
I have no idea.
I just feel like my adrenaline would be going enough that going to sleep would be the last thing I'm doing.
I'm making food.
Oh, for sure.
What's the first thing you're making back there, Miles?
Big Mac.
Throwing a Big Mac together.
You're already going to jail. I'm turning on the deep fryers. I'm having fries. It's going to take a little while, though, for them to heat up.
I like it.
In the meantime, I look for my Big Mac accessories that I need, and I create the Big Mac.
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Here's the problem with the Big Mac, right? You got to find that bun.
That's right.
You know, all the buns are different.
Big
Mac bun, that's a different bun. I'm not sure I've ever seen a Big Mac bun packaged. That would be the thing I'd have to look for.
Yeah.
Somewhere in every McDonald's is a bunch of top buns just sitting around waiting for their missing bottom.
Yep.
Let's see here. When you date someone with a pet, whether you like it or not, you're also dating that pet. And a new survey found how willing people are to date you with these pets. So let's have a little bit of fun here. Let's see if you guys are willing to date somebody with these pets.
All right.
Number 8 on the list, a tarantula.
No.
No.
Okay. Let's see. 6% of people are actually more willing to date somebody with a tarantula, whereas 59% are less willing to date somebody.
I just think it's weird. That's all.
It is weird, but I think the sex would be great.
It's one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you're probably not.
I mean, with the tarantula.
One.
Oh, you would get bitten. You would get bitten.
Inevitable. Oh, yeah.
That's a biter.
You're coming out with more scars than you went in with.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. How about a snake? More or less willing.
No, again, there's something wrong.
7% more willing, 59% less willing, just basically the same as the tarantula. And honestly, I put it on the same scale. It's one of those pets where people that like them love having them. To me, they are just, they're not a pet that really brings me much of anything to the relationship.
They sit on your lap, they roll up your arm. I don't want salmonella. That's all it is.
Yeah, we're all good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm more willing to date a creepy spider lady than I am snake girl.
Let's see here. These are the, this is the survey that found how willing people are to date people with these pets. Number six, a hamster.
Sure. No.
Yeah?
No.
No?
Nah, you're an adult. You have a hamster. For me, that is a massive red flag.
All right. See, it says...
It's like saying you got 18 stuffed animals in your bedroom. But again, you're an adult. So,
It makes 15% of people more willing to date this person and 26% less willing.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hamster's weird.
That means there's a kid somewhere in
it's there. A hamster. Mm-hmm. It's like having...
Maybe she's just got a small place.
Or like maybe she does.
Or like having bunnies or something.
She's going to be lonely, so I ain't dating.
How about a miniature pig?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
You're in for the miniature pig mouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
this makes this relationship better based on that reaction.
I don't know. I just want to try it.
Wait a minute. No idea.
Just people who have them love them.
So hamster girl is weird, yes. But pig girl's fine?
I didn't say she's fine.
I like pig girl.
I feel like I would have better conversations with pig girl. I feel like you might hang out a little more. You might drink together more. Hamster girl,
pig
I feel like
girl,
two wine spritzers and she's ass out.
Even with a pet pig, she does not mind going out for barbecue. She does not mind ordering the ribs, getting her hands dirty. You know what I mean? She's pig girl.
I don't know, man. She's got pork living it with her at home.
Okay.
She could be like, it's not like we're going to go out and get hamsters for dinner, but what if she's like anti-pork because she has a pig?
She'd be mad a lot when I'm eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get that bacon out of this house.
That's right. How about a parrot?
No.
Will you be more or less willing to date somebody with a parrot?
Less.
Do parrots, they're the ones that talk?
The birds that talk, yeah. I don't know what they define as a parrot. I think anything bigger than your average small bird.
It's colorful, it talks,
right,
it
can peck your finger off. The macaws, the big beak, tall birds.
I mean, I'm okay with it, but I'm not getting in that cage to change his water bowl.
That's fair. Miles, where are you at on the parrot?
Parrot, I'm in.
You're in.
Yep.
I'm out on the parrot.
My daddy used to have a parrot.
I do not like birds. Birds to me are annoying. I hate them as pets. If you love them, have at it. That's your pet. You go for it.
No, I get that.
That has never been my bag.
I don't want to hear another conversation. Like, it's not cute to me. It's annoying. Think about it. If I walked around with you all day and all I did was said what you said, you'd get annoyed.
Go back to Miles' theory.
Go back to Miles' theory.
Miles' theory.
See, it's annoying, but if it's a bird, it's awesome.
You teach
I disagree.
It what to say.
Right, but if you're sitting there with a chick and she's got a bird and all of a sudden the bird starts making her sex noises, are you more or less interested?
It depends what it sounds like. If it's like, no, right? Oh, my God! And they're like, well, yeah, why don't we check, please? I'm out. You don't know what she sounded like.
My ex was bigger. Who's been saying that bird? Who's been saying that?
I didn't teach him that.
Right?
Let's see. For the parrot, it makes 21% of people more willing and 28% less willing. So we're kind of evening up here. With a miniature pig, I forgot that one. 15% more willing and 39% less willing. How about a horse? If they've got a horse, are you more or less willing to date somebody with a horse?
Just understand this. The horse is more important than you.
That is not a bad assessment, Miles.
Because it takes so much maintenance.
Yeah, it really does.
Stall, pet the thing, feed the thing, do whatever you do to the thing.
Got
to
brush them regularly, clean them, and chew them. And
then on the weekend, you're going to ride the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? No, because if you have a dog, and I don't know, you're in the shower, hey, can you take my dog out for a walk? Sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even changing your cat's litter box, I don't want to do it all the time, but I'm down. But it's like, hey, we need to deal with the horse. I'm not into anything with a horse that you got to do.
Here's
we
my
just thing. Have to shovel poop real quick. Like, no.
Right.
But I've always wanted to marry into a rich family.
Well, someone's so taking care of those horses.
If they own a horse, they just assume they have money. It's a horse.
I mean, it's
what
not...
if it's also their mode of transportation?
All right, I see what you're saying. Maybe it's a backyard horse.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on that one. When it's a dog, help me out with the dog. Okay,
you got it.
You're putting a scoop of food into a bowl. When you're helping out with a horse, you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're helping this horse.
And I understand your dog. It might try to bite you or something. But generally, you can communicate with the dog well enough to understand if it's getting at.
Right.
A horse, but don't stand in front of her.
That's right.
She might. But okay. Well, what's the trigger? Don't know. Just sometimes she does.
Don't walk behind her. She'll kick you right in the face.
I just feel like every girl I've ever met that rode equestrian was hot.
Fair.
We don't say that. I know she's
right. Trust me, I'm scared of the horse too. But
but it's worth the danger.
Yeah, she's already got the riding crop.
Yeah, it's like ballerina girls. There's a flag.
Third, this one we moved into the positive. With a horse, it's 33% more willing, 16% less willing. And now we get down to the ultimate. The cat at number 2 and the dog at number 1. If somebody's got a cat, are you more or less willing to date them?
I'm indifferent on that one.
Yeah. Indifferent. Ted?
Indifferent. It's a cat.
That's fair. 35% more willing and 30% less willing. And a dog?
Yeah, I'm in, man.
You're in? I like dogs.
Yeah, Miles?
Of course.
All right. This is one that actually broke even. 50% of people are more willing to date you if you've got a dog, whereas 9% are actually less willing to date you if you've got a dog.
Huh.
And those people hate dogs. They're people that are kind of indifferent to dogs and maybe not the biggest fan of dogs. No. People that are less willing to date you for a dog, they hate
dogs.
Do not
like dogs.
That's right. Don't bring that dog around. Back to some good news stories here. Machu Picchu just opened up in Peru after being closed to tourists for 8 months.
We didn't they close up for something dumb? Not
well,
dumb,
people
but
went
like
up there
people
taking a poop. There was just a bunch of people going up there during
that's
the pandemic,
right?
Yeah. Based on the hike, and I don't know if they got rid of the.
They found like disposable grills or something,
right?
Like that
restroom
up there?
Facilities or what they did, but it was kind of like
Peru
anarchy.
They got hit pretty hard by COVID down there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Burger King UK just reached out to help other restaurants in need by sending a tweet that told people to order from McDonald's of all places.
I know, but I said they should have amended that and said order ice cream from their working ice cream machines.
Exactly. Got a question for you, gents. Is something dangerous lurking in Oxford?
Is there?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Your headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.